Marian Kanosian would agree with George Stone's assessment of the climate change situation. Kanosian is a conservation fellow with the organization Wisconsin Environment.
As she tells Lake Effect Susan Bentz, the organization contends budget proposals put forth by the Trump administration would place Wisconsin at increased risk from the effects of climate change enhanced severe weather.
So while Wisconsin may not be super vulnerable to hurricanes, we see a lot of other severe weather events in Wisconsin, which means that we're still at risk of flooding and all of the other impacts that we need these programs to help us shelter from.
It's an opportunity to have people think about these issues that are ongoing and seem to be becoming more common at a time when parts of our country have just experienced really, really difficult times.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's anything that we can learn from the devastating hurricanes that we've seen on the East Coast, it's that we need a budget that protects Wisconsin from future storms. And rather than protecting our most vulnerable communities, budget proposals on the table in Washington, D.C. right now remove protections from flood-absorbing wetlands. It threatens coastal and shoreline resiliency. They neglect funding for stormwater and sewage treatment and expose more Americans to toxic chemicals. And while we need to do everything in our power to cut the pollution that will fuel even more extreme weather in the future, we really need a budget that supports programs that can shelter us from these coming storms.
These cuts are found in various areas, or is a lot of it within the EPA cuts?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of them are within the EPA cuts.
So that would include the wetlands piece?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that wetlands are nature's flood control, and here in Wisconsin, we have 5.4 million acres of wetlands, but both the House budget and Trump administration target the Clean Water Rule, which would leave flood-absorbing wetlands more vulnerable to pollution and degradation. The Clean Water Rule used to have a loophole in it that didn't protect nearly 2 million miles of rivers and streams and waterways across the country. And then in 2015, I believe, we actually helped run a campaign to close that loophole, restoring protection. The House budget is making it easier for the president to dismantle that important wetland protection.
The president came out with his budget, and the House Appropriations Committee has been less aggressive, but still too aggressive.
Yeah, well, both President Trump's and the House budget spending bills threaten key programs that protect our communities from storm-related impacts. Overall, the Trump administration budget proposes a $2.6 billion budget decrease for the Environmental Protection Agency. And the administration proposal also specifically proposed eliminating or cutting important clean water rules, slashing toxic waste cleanup programs and coastal and shoreline protections. The House has also proposed steep cuts to the EPA of $528 million. And the House spending bill also includes several riders, including the one I mentioned before that targets the Clean Water Rule, protecting wetlands. But the House budget also cuts important coastal and shoreline protection programs.
What are we looking at now in terms of the timeline?
Yeah, well, there's they've passed a temporary budget
right,
or a continuing resolution until December 8th. So we pretty much have until then to try and make sure that, our senators, Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, we have to call on them and make sure that they support a budget that fully funds these programs and gives Wisconsin shelter from the storms ahead.
So the clock is ticking. I mean, those weeks will go quickly.
Yeah. And, I encourage all of your listeners and yourself, you can read our full report and all of our analysis. But really, the bottom line is that we need to make our communities less susceptible to flooding, sewage overflows, and leaks from toxic waste sites. And of course, we need to prevent even more intense global warming-fueled extreme weather in the future. So like I mentioned, we're counting on Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson to protect Wisconsinites and pass a budget that puts our families' health and community's safety first, one that gives Wisconsin more shelter from these storms ahead.
So, Marian, through your fellowship thus far, has there been one more eye-opening experience that drives you to do the work that you're doing?
Definitely. This summer, I helped run the Citizen Outreach Office. And so I was on the ground knocking on doors and talking to people face-to-face about these issues. And it really showed me that, people across the country and, in Wisconsin and they really care about the environment and want to see it protected. And so it means a lot to me to be able to work on these kind of issues.
Marian Kanosian is a conservation fellow with the organization Wisconsin Environment. She spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. You can find a link to her organization's report on risks the group believes Wisconsin faces from extreme weather events at WUWM.com.